This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Homemade Broadcast, episode 461. Got to turn on your microphone if you want to participate in the chat. I should know that by now, but I'm my own producer, so stuff happens. Joining me, as always, on Wednesdays, my good friend, Anna Hummel.
Can you see his testicles?
Kinda. I mean, they're not that impressive. Boy, that poor animal. I feel so bad for that dang thing. Can you imagine just having to be that animal for one day?
That's
that for audio only. This is, I believe the animal's name is Gouda. He's a dumpster cat from somewhere, rescued from somewhere in the Tampa Bay area. And it belongs to Anna's roommate who has abandoned it. And now Anna takes care of it. Is that true?
Yes.
Oh man, well, welcome to the show. Sorry we got started a little bit late. I always expect that we're going to be a few minutes late, and I understand it's a personality trait. Some people are either early or they're a little bit late. Anna happens to be one of the little bit late people, so I always try to factor that in into announcements. But it got to be usually it's like 3 to 5 minutes late. But this time it was more like 10. And once it started getting to be 10,
it was 7. It was 8. I said 5:15, and then it was 5:23 when I logged on.
I mean, it's 5:29 now. So we're getting started and we've been live for 2 minutes. So it's over 10 minutes from the get go. I phoned her because I thought she might have fell asleep was my initial thought. And then I got a FU button, and then I said, oh, wow, she must be asleep. And then you popped on. So,
well, because it was ringing on my iPad as well, which is what I use. So it was like inhibiting. It was actually counterproductive if I spoke to you on the phone.
Gotcha. So. Gotcha. That's fine. I was just I was concerned for you.
I'm sorry. Today was a little on the rough end. I don't even know. I started my period, so it's just.
Oh.
I've been achy, late. I've just been, a little off today, but I'll be back next week for sure.
Well, I mean, you're here now, and we're definitely gonna get it done, and I appreciate it. I know I never had a menstrual cycle myself, but I can imagine that it's terrible, and I do have sympathy for you and for other ladies out there and men who experience menstrual cycles.
Right. I was like, I gave the look and then I went, right.
Yes.
That's what I have to do now. I go, and then I go, right. Like I was watching we actually talked about this on our show. There was a panty liner, like a pad commercial. And there was a person in the crowd. It was a kind of like, this is for anybody sort of thing. So there were lots of heavy women. And then there was a person that resembled a gender unlike the one we thought it was. And Dr. Dan just said, why is that guy in there?
was it a biological male or somebody who transitioned into male?
It was clearly someone with a uterus. Okay. I'll just say that. And we really had to rein Dan in a little bit, because sometimes he just kind of goes off the rails. And one of the streaming platforms we use is Twitch, and Twitch is very sensitive about certain topics, so you can't just go off on like the alphabet soup thing. So he just starts like letting it rip, and we're like, damn, no,
come on, you just back, throw it off Twitch.
What's that guy in there?
It's tough, you know, it's tough because I just remember 20, I guess it was probably closer to 25, 26 years ago. Mrs. Doubtfire was one of the biggest films in the country and one of my favorite films growing up.
Yeah.
And it was funny because it was Robin Williams in pretending to be an old lady.
Right.
And now that's just like jokes are just, you know, real. You can't really make fun of that. I'm actually surprised they haven't made any sort of effort to, maybe it's just too far gone and too esoteric that people don't just forgot about it. But I think about that. Like, I don't see it on well, I don't have cable, so maybe it is, but I remember it used to always be on TBS and I don't think it's on TBS anymore, I would say.
Probably. Well, actually, you know what? I don't know. I haven't watched cable in about 15 years, so I have no idea what's on there these days.
Yeah. I think it's just Burn Notice, that show Burn Notice, just 24/7. That's all that's on TBS. And maybe during Christmas, Batman Returns.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is kind of the, we're getting into the holiday season now. And it's unfortunate, but I am checked out already. I'm really trying to focus myself, but it is getting really difficult. I've looked at the calendar ahead for the month of December, and every weekend it's something. And I'm having
I see what you're saying. It's hard for you to focus on work.
It's hard for me to focus on work. And we've been off air so much, and it's crazy. Tonight is our first night on the bone in close to a week, and then it's going to be our only night for another week until next Wednesday. And then I think we're just on the one day, and then we're off the next few days because Johnny's wedding is happening.
That's right. I'm so excited for that.
It's going to be great.
Can you tell that I'm excited? Because my face should say expressionless.
It looks greasy more than anything. Your forehead's very greasy and shiny.
I got about probably like 15 to 17 pokes in my face yesterday. So.
Oh, you know what I bought today? Speaking of that.
What?
I was looking at my beard in the mirror today, and it hurt me looking at it because I really want a beard, and I gave up on it for a period of time and just kind of left my puny little mustache that I had. So I have some sort of manliness on my face, and I was looking at it, and I was looking at my dad's too. My dad's got the same thing. We're Hungarian, for God's sakes. We should be able to grow a gnarly beard, but it just up here, it's just not so much. It's not doing much of anything, and it looks like, you know, an old lady's pubic hair in my opinion, and I want to do something about it. So I bought a beard growth kit, and it comes with one of those rollers. I don't know if you're familiar with these. They have like little needles on them, like a micro needle, and you roll it on your face and then you put the beard growth on, and supposedly it'll help you grow a full beard.
I doubt that, but give it a try.
It's got a hair growth medication in it. I'm gonna give it a try. You know, I think I'm going to wait till the new year because I'm traveling too much, got too much going on. I feel like it's something you have to commit to that you're going to have to do nightly as part of your nightly routine. So I'm going to wait to do it in 2022. But that's my New Year's resolution, is to grow a fuller and thicker beard. And I'm not talking about my girlfriend before anybody puts that in the chat. That's not nice. It's the holiday season, for God's sakes. But yeah, it's been tough trying to figure out, you know, what the heck is going on as far as work goes, podcasts. Johnny and I did a live stream last night, and I just didn't want to do it. Probably much like you today, how you're feeling today is how I felt last night. Sitting in this chair is just a stool, and it's a small stool. I have no back support, and we did a live stream Monday night. We did a live stream Tuesday night. We're going to try to do that when we're off the air. I'm dreading what my paycheck is going to look like. I don't think it's going to be anything, so that's scary. But also, I'm just checked out. I'm leaving for Key West Friday morning, and I'll be back Monday. Then we're going to the Saints Bucks games for Johnny's bachelor party. And
wait,
then,
that's
the fifth. Yeah, I'm pretty much getting off the airplane and heading to Raymond James Stadium.
So
it's going to be fun but exhausting. And I'm just having a hard time concentrating. Then we got a few days, and then it's Johnny's wedding, and then it's Christmas the next week after that. And things don't really get going again. I mean, I would imagine we'll take a few weeks off you know, both of us, and kind of just enjoy the holiday. But I'm just ready. I'm just ready to shut down already. And it's way too early for that. It's the 30th of November. We still have a full month.
December, yeah.
So I'm hoping that some sort of motivation comes back to me. That would be terrific. But, you know, whatever happens, happens. And we're here today. I usually send you prep. I didn't even do that.
That's okay, man. That's okay.
I did have some. I just didn't send it to you in advance. One of the things that we were talking about was I sent you a text the other day that Kanye West was going to be on Tim Pool's show.
Yes, and you did notify me about that.
Did you get a chance to check it out at all?
You know what? I check out a lot of things, and I felt like the hype around that faded faster than I was able to even check it out, if that makes sense. It was like already old news by the time I was going to even sit down to look at it. So no, I did not check it out. But all I saw was that I believe he walked out after, did Tim Pool question him about the anti-Semitic remarks or something like that?
I mean, I think they were going to get to that at a certain point, but it was kind of Kanye that brought it up and kind of brought it up right out of the gate. They were talking about other things. And, you know, at one point Tim said, oh, well, I was hoping to get to the news first, but Kanye went into, you know, I was looking up the definition of anti-Semitic the other day, and I went, okay, all right, well, I guess we'll go right into this. And it kind of caught him off guard there. I actually have, let me see if I can pull up it so we can watch it together since you didn't get a chance to see it. We're going to bring up the share screen and we're going to bring up the tab with the vid. There we go. And then we're going to do this. Sorry, own producer. Bad content. We're going to take this off so we can actually see. And we're going to watch the vid together. Where's the vid now? View on Twitter. Here we go.
I don't use the word as the way I guess you guys use. I'm talking
it is
about
them, though, isn't it? I mean, because no. and because when you think about.
So, Anna, just to prompt you, this is Nick Fuentes. That's
Nick Fuentes, yeah. Yes. I've never heard anything from him. I'm aware of who he is, but
yeah. I don't really know. Yeah, he is, you know, supposedly a white. I just take this in with a grain of salt whenever I hear this stuff. He might be. I don't know. I don't really know anything about him either. I just know.
What are you really hanging out with Kanye West if he's a white nat?
Exactly. That's the thing. And so that's where I go, well, clearly that's not true. And if that is the new definition, then what does it even mean anymore? Right. If he's hanging out with Kanye West. But he very well might be anti-Semitic. I don't know. And his comment was right out of the gate. The context of this was Kanye started talking about people. Not going to say who. It was Jewish people. He was talking about Jewish people and blaming them for certain things. And Nick Fuentes kind of came to his defense right here.
It is them, though, isn't it? I mean, because
that's who the them are in this.
And because when you think about it, consider it. In 2018.
What do you mean it's not? What do I mean? Like, okay, so how about. Are you leaving?
Are you afraid of the press?
It looked like Tim was a little nervous that he was going to punch him there.
Yeah, it's never comfortable to have someone walk behind you when they're
especially when you're on camera with a microphone or you're in a vulnerable situation.
Yeah.
He's gone. I'll say it right now. You guys want to bring that stuff up?
And then have think the we're
not
discussion.
Gonna have, not going to have a conversation?
Like, have the discussion.
Like you think he's going to come in here and say, here's my pain. Here's my suffering. I'm going to say, I hear you. And then he's going to say, and it was Jewish people. And I'm going to be like, okay, but don't you consider it. So I'm not going to do this. I refuse.
Go, make sure he's cool.
All right, go for it. Luke and I don't use the word as the way I guess you.
So, yeah.
By the way, Milo Yiannopoulos looks terrible.
Yeah.
I did not even recognize him. I don't know if you saw that, like, debriefing after the Trump meeting. And I was like, who is that guy that's talking to him? And then it occurred to me that that's Milo. I'm like... He looks bad.
He must have got plastic surgery or something. I know for a fact that he got his teeth capped. I heard another show talking about.
I mean, I don't remember him having bad teeth to begin with, but.
Well, they look, when you have that procedure done, initially they don't fit into your mouth. And it takes a while for them to kind of set before they look natural again. He must have did some other things too. But yeah, he does look weird. I'm sure it was some sort of plastic surgery you know, misfortune. You can only go so far where, and all of a sudden you get too much and then you just look freakish. And I think that's right. The deal with him. So the conspiracy theory now was that, and for those of you who don't know, it was a big story this week because Kanye and Donald Trump were supposed to meet and have dinner. Kanye said this was supposed to happen back in October. Donald Trump rescheduled the meeting because he was getting ready to announce his run for president. So they had it a few days ago, 5 days ago now. And in the interview before he walked out, Kanye said that you asked him if he just wanted it to be him and Donald. And he said, no, go ahead, bring your friends in. And he didn't know who the friends were. And I guess Trump says he doesn't know who Nick Fuentes is, which is really no excuse because you would think that Donald Trump's people
should be.
Yeah.
Would go. He said that he must have been put on a list somewhere. So someone approved that. You know, I wouldn't necessarily blame Trump, but I'd blame his handlers.
Right. Yeah. You got to know better than that, especially if you're running for president. Because they're obviously looking for any little thing. You have to be just about perfect in every move that you make, especially that guy. So they had the dinner, and in that dinner, Kanye West asked Donald Trump to be his vice president in the upcoming 2024 race. And Trump basically said, no, I'm not doing that. Are you out of your mind?
I think he said a few other select words as well, but he seemed to be deeply offended by the ask.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think I would be too. And Trump allegedly just told him, you know, this is silly. Don't do it. And I guess there were some words spoken about Kim Kardashian. He called her a disgusting person, to Kanye. I don't know how long the meeting was, but they met. It became national news. Mike Pence came out and condemned it. Mitch McConnell came out and said that anyone who meets with these people should not be president. So that's a little, I would be concerned if I were Donald Trump. You got the main dude in the House of Representatives saying, yeah, no, we're not.
He's not a senator?
Who, Mitch McConnell?
Yeah.
I think he's Speaker of the House. Or wait. Is he the Senate head? Yeah, I guess he is because Nancy Pelosi was the, and now Kevin McCarthy is. So yeah,
they're like, oh, she's out. I'm like, she's not out. She's still very much in. She's just not, doesn't have a leadership position.
Well, I think she's retiring, Nancy. Isn't she?
She's not doing, it's still in Congress. She's just not going to be speaker anymore. She's not going to hold any leadership roles.
Wait. I thought that she was going to finish this term out, whatever that was, and it ends in like January, and then she was retiring.
No. They made it seem that way, like, oh, she's done, but she's not done. That bitch ain't done. That bitch still wants to be in power. She's just taking a step away from the limelight because her husband is having some sort of a gay lover's quarrel with some guy that tried to kill him, but they were making out. I don't know what's going on. That's very bizarre about how quickly that just escaped from the public sphere.
Oh, what was going
on with Paul Pelosi? I don't know.
So she's retiring from leadership in the House, but she's actually still going to be on as a congressman.
I thought the same thing as you, because they just said, oh, she's retiring from leadership. I'm like, what does that mean? Is that from Congress? And I looked further and she's like, nope, she's staying.
Yeah. Wow.
And she's what, 106? Like it's getting a little ridiculous.
Dude, I don't know. All these people are old and I don't want to, you know, I know our elders, we should respect our elders, but at a certain point you don't respect them anymore. Like no offense, but you can't do the job anymore. There is such thing as a wise old sage, but then
the sweet spot of politics is really in the late 40s to early 70s. That's the sweet spot because you don't want to be too young where people think, you know, you don't know what's going on. You're a career politician. People like to see some experience and wisdom, but then they also don't want you to be senile and in the system for like 60 years.
Yeah.
So that cool, like 52, 54, like that is like money.
The respect your elders saying, I don't know how old that saying is, but it was probably like when people lived until they were 55. And that's where it comes from, respect your elders. But
you respect people, aspects of like what they've done and give them respect. But in terms of them, like, leading you in the right direction, I don't think that they necessarily are the best people to do that after a certain point. They're just out of touch. And it's funny seeing the generational divide, especially when there's like Senate or Congress hearings about things involving technology. Do you remember when Mark Zuckerberg was on and they were questioning him about stuff about Facebook? And the old people were just asking the dumbest questions. Like, how are you making money if this is free? It's like advertising. Like, they had no idea about what the hell was going on.
Mr. Zuckerberg,
it was a really bad look.
My grandson keeps poking me. What is that?
Yeah, what does that mean? He's waving. He's poking.
I think they got rid of the poke function years ago. Yeah. But yeah, it was pretty embarrassing. And that's a crazy thing, is these are the people who make the laws to kind of, you know, regulate the country, regulate these corporations that could easily take advantage of us, you know, on the surface anyway. And they don't know anything about anything. And they're asking
questions.
They're
the ones writing the legislation and voting on the legislation, but they have no grasp about what actually anything is. Like, they know less than us.
Yeah.
And that's great.
And they don't write anything. They have, you know, if you're a Republican, you're probably getting your legislation from a lobbyist. If you're on the left, you're getting your legislation that's written by an activist. And they have pages and assistants that kind of go through it. And,
of course, yeah, they're not actually scripting, but I'm sure that they kind of give the inspiration or either they know what their constituents. Yes, they do. They know what their constituents want, and then they go ahead and sign off on whatever the people that are supporting their campaigns want them to vote.
Oh, I disagree with that entirely. I don't think it has anything to do with constituents whatsoever. I think it has to do with who the parties are loyal to, which I think, at least at one point, I think that's kind of changing now, that the Republicans kind of used to be in business for business, while the left was kind of like this activist branch. Now I think that's changing a lot. I don't know what the Republicans do except try to slow down, you know,
constituents and people that support them think the same, right? Like, if you're a Republican and you and your constituents are people who love guns, well, you're probably going to be funded by people from like the NRA or something like that, right? So it kind of aligns with each other, is what I'm saying. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, it appears that they're working for their constituents and the people that voted for them. That's not the case. That's just the optics. But really what's happening is, like you said, it's the lobbyists, it's the special interest groups. But they know that that's what their constituents want. So it aligns in that way. Does that make sense? Like, it appears like they're doing this for the people, but really it's just like the tobacco companies, the oil companies, the whatever companies, the special interests, this, that, the other, that are kind of influencing them. And it appears like they're doing it for the people.
I think it's more that these activists and lobbyists tell the people, the constituents, what to go for. And that is based on whoever their allegiance is to. Are you Boston or the Yankees? So if most people, the vast majority of voters are going to be people who vote Democrat or vote Republican, period, no matter what. Blue, no matter who, right? That's the old saying from the past few elections. And I think that they are able to entice their constituents into thinking that this is what they want because their party wants this. So I don't think it's so much the constituents that have any power whatsoever. I think they're more just malleable and kind of non-player characters. And it's just like, well, our party wants this, ergo, I want this too. So it's really just a shell game.
So you're saying that the activists are the ones that are influencing the constituents?
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. That's kind of what I was saying, in the sense that what the constituents want and what the special interest groups want are the same thing. Whether who's influencing what, obviously it's the money and the power probably influencing the people about what to think and believe. But what I'm saying is the optics are never, we're appeasing the elites, we're appeasing the lobbyists and special interest groups. The optics are always, we're appeasing the people that voted us in. We're appeasing our constituents.
Sure. They're going to say that it's what their constituents want for sure. But I also think it's stage magic that I think it's more these groups getting influenced by whatever the activists or lobbyists want. And then they probably filter that through media. Right. And then that kind of whoever you get, if you're an MSNBC watcher, they just run positive stories on this, whatever the current thing is. And probably the same thing with Fox News to a large extent. And they kind of just filter it through that way to kind of, because, you know, the general populace has no mind whatsoever. They're tribalists, you know, and they don't really have a...
Most people, yeah.
Yeah. And so they don't really have a mind of their own to actually think about this stuff. They get signals from whatever they watch. So a Fox News viewer is going to go, oh, we need to build a wall. You know, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that this is what they were pushing. So it became overwhelmingly accepted and cheered on by people on that side who were signaled by media that this is what you want. Trust me, this is the good thing. This is the good thing. And same thing, you know, on the left hand. All of a sudden, like, I don't know what the numbers are with Drag Queen Story Hour, you know, on the left, but I'm sure it's probably a pretty popular stance that, you know, children should attend those drag queen story hours. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. When I guarantee you 2 years ago, it would have been overwhelmingly, absolutely not. Are you crazy? No matter what side of the aisle you're on, it just took some push in, some stage magic, some moving around the shells, to tell people what they actually wanted.
Yeah. And it's just a good distraction, you know, I mean, drag queen story time, like what kind of issue is that? That's literally insane, when we should be maybe more focused on things like healthcare or immigration or whatever. Not that we're not focused on those things, but whenever there's something that's absolutely ridiculous that's making like waves in the media, it's probably good to kind of turn around and go, what's happening behind the scenes here that they don't want me to be focusing on? Is it higher gas prices? Is it something to do with Ukraine and Russia, China? What's going on there? So it's a circus.
It definitely seems like most of the political discussion is kind of social issues, not so much, you know, day to day. I know that they said that the economy was the biggest issue for people in this election, but I mean, it certainly didn't really seem like it, because it wasn't this red wave that everybody predicted. It was, you know, Republicans took the House and Democrats kept the Senate. So, you know, it really wasn't what they said it was going to be again. And they started to kind of filter that a few days before, saying that this was kind of an illusion and, you know, it was not actually the way it was going to be. So I guess they kind of covered their bases there. But I don't know. It just seems like most of the fights are kind of cultural type of fights, like Drag Queen Story Hour. I feel like that's the big one now.
Yeah, that's up there for sure.
It's definitely become a hot button issue for people on both sides. And like I said, I would love to see, I know they didn't ask the question 2 years ago, but I wonder, I mean, I would think it would be 95%, absolutely not, of the general populace, but
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to say, now it's pretty evenly split among, you know, people about who you vote for. I would say probably anyways, I haven't looked this up. I'm just assuming, but seems like if you're a Democrat, you're in favor of it. And if you're a Republican, you're totally against it.
It's an odd hill to die on, I think. When I think of people, like if I had a child, like actively fighting for them to go to a drag queen story time is bananas. And then actively trying to stop other people from taking their kids to drag queen story time is also bananas. Mm. Like, just do what you want with your kid. I don't know what else to tell you, but to like go and like, maybe people are trying to protect, like I saw the Antifa deal out there, like trying to protect the story time. It just, it's very bizarre, but I would stay away from that, all that stuff. And it's funny. I think I heard Dave Smith talking about this on Rogan. I wish I would have watched it more recently so I could get articulated better, but he said something along the lines of like, when he sees like all this like really, really woke stuff, like his next thought is oh, I see how there could easily be like a right-wing takeover because this stuff makes me so mad. Mm. Like, you're just so overwhelmed by like, why are we focusing on like drag queen story time? Like anything but this, like bring in the alt-right tyrant to get rid of this BS. Like, he's like, I understand that mentality of just being so fed up with all this that you're ready to like bring in the terror to get rid of it. So I was like, he's kind of right, because I've kind of had those inklings as well, where it's like, I don't want to hear about alphabet soup anymore. It's boring. It's done. Like, I'm so sick of it. Like, just bring back Trump and like, and stamp it out. Like, you know, obviously not, but my head, I get fed up with it.
Just I'm tired.
I'm just
sick of it too. Just shut up. You're dumb probably. And I don't want to hear about it anymore, but it's impossible to escape. I mean, it's pretty, at least you're offline, so you don't have to deal with it anymore. But
yeah, you're acting like that's not an option you have.
I don't feel like it is an option for me. I'm jealous that you took the plunge there, but I just use it too much.
It is an option for you. I mean, I know we think that a lot of, you know, our success and growth is predicated on it. And to some degree, you know, it is. And I'm probably hurting myself by staying off. But like, what's the trade off? Like, being angry all the time, like riding people, strangers online. Like, no, I don't want to do that. So
I get your hate now. Like, people will tweet me like, hey, tell Anna. I'm like, no,
yeah.
I'm not telling her that. I don't even know who you are. I don't even know what you're talking about half the time.
Right.
But people will tweet me asking me to tell you stuff. I think that's funny because they know you're offline. So, yeah, I don't know. It's a crazy, crazy time to be alive. It's fun. It's fun, though. And mm-hmm. I'm always excited about what tomorrow will bring.
Right.
I guess with that, I know you got to get out of here. You don't really feel that well, and I don't blame you.
Yeah, so, it took some medication, so hopefully that kicks in.
I'll just go over these real quick. We did get a few comments. Kevin says, poor kitty. Yeah, that poor animal. I think he's talking about your bleeding.
Oh, the actual cat.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, your menstrual cycle, I believe. Brent says, can Anna come back on the Johnny B show? Also, I think she served her time. I'll let you answer that, Anna.
I got fired. They didn't put me in timeout. They fired me. They don't fire you and then rehire you 3 years later. That's not really how it works, buddy.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to do a reunion show with you guys, but where would that happen? Like,
yeah, you know? Yeah. It's
here, you know, I can't be a special guest on the bone. I don't think that would fly.
Yeah, so. I think that would get in trouble. Someone messaged me and they were like, you should, if you're by yourself on the Johnny B show, you should have Anna come on. I go, yeah, that would be awesome. I would love to do that. And I actually almost considered it for a minute, but I was just like, I would get in a lot of trouble for that.
No one would be happy about that. My daddy or your daddy.
Right.
Your dad. Like, that's not good for anybody.
Yes. So it's not only, you know, the bone, it would be your papa too would get upset.
I don't think he would be cool with that. Unless I was pranking you or like
right.
trying to ruin the bone.
Yeah.
I don't think he would be okay with that.
Yeah. So I don't.
Rightly so.
Well, I mean, I will tell you this, that Johnny and I are doing live streams on nights that were off air. And we would absolutely love to have you if you're around one night. I mean, it's usually 8 o'clock.
Than happy to hop on for a minute. So
okay, well, I'll reach out to you next time we do that, and if you're available, we'll do it that way, Brent. We can do it online. The internet's still free as of right now. Zachariah says it's going to be some Chinese oil that you'll never be able to grow a beard again. Regarding my beard growth, yeah, I think this stuff is made in America. I hope so. Actually, you're probably right. I don't think any pharmaceuticals are made in America. So, well, at least it'll put me out of my misery. One or the other. Darth Alica says, stay strong, Will. Love seeing the Johnny B crew. B-hole for life. All hail Larkus. Yes, sir. You got
Hi.
It. And Zachariah says, have JB and Will go on the Bubba Love Sponge show for a reunion. Yeah, that would the same thing. It would be the same thing. Nobody would be happy about that, and I would get in trouble, and so would Johnny. So it sucks. But, you know, finally, I just got to the point now recently where I feel fairly comfortable having Anna on this show. I don't feel like I have to hide it anymore. I felt like it was a secret life that I was kind of living having you on my podcast, which is totally separate from anything that I do for work. It's related field, but you know, being that I'm not under contract, I felt like, and you are my one of my best friends, and it'd be a good opportunity for us still to work together, that this would be a fun thing. And it caused problems at one point, and now I'm glad everything's cool, everybody's cool. But yeah, no, definitely no radio reunions anytime soon, but definitely internet is a fair game. So we'll see. Anna, have a great day. I hope you feel better.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You have a great night, and I'll see you guys next week.
Bye, Anna. And goodbye to you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Follow me on social, home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter, HMB Radio on Facebook, Homemade Broadcast Radio, all one word, HMB Radio. Got it? Good. Subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify. It'll be there. HMB Radio, Homemade Broadcast Radio, HMB Radio, all one word, because there is extra content that goes up and a lot more lately because we're off air so much on the bone due to the lightning being the official station of the bone. So I got YouTube videos up as well, willsyoutube.com. So a lot of extra content on the podcast feed if you're listening on Radio St. Pete. My name is Will Koontz. Thanks so much for tuning in. We do appreciate it. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is up next. I hope you enjoy your life. And for Anna Hummel, I'm Will Koontz. Thanks so much for tuning in. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.